Since 2003, the Australian Securities Investments Commission, ASIC, has been investigating allegations that Australia's big four banks and some other financial institutions manipulated the bank bill swap rate. This is the rate at which banks lend to each other and sets interest payments on literally trillions of dollars in the securities and home loan markets. Last year, CBA's profit was $9.06 billion. Westpac's was $7.8 billion, ANZ $7.2 billion, and NAB $6.3 billion. Given the serious allegations regarding rate manipulation, I was wondering where all these billions of dollars in profits come from. Today, I'm speaking with Oxfam Australia's Sustainable Food Advocacy Coordinator, Shona Hawkes, about their latest report titled, Still Banking on Land Grabs. I started by asking Shona, what is a land grab?
So there's a few different ways of describing land grabs. The way that Oxfam uses is it's a large-scale transfer of land, frequently impacts communities, and it takes place in ways that violate human rights or without the free, prior and informed consent of communities. So communities don't know what's happening, where the land's going, or exactly what it's going to be used for. Some of the other impacts can include environmental impacts which aren't really communicated, and we see impacts on things like the rights to food, the right to water, forced evictions and increased violence around this. And over the last 15 years or so, we've seen about 40 million hectares of land change hands. So we're seeing this as a global shift as well that has impacts on local communities.
So how are Australian banks involved in these land grabs?
So our new report looks specifically at agriculture and timber land grabs. There's been a huge interest in agriculture and timber over the last 10 or 15 years. It's a real change that's taking place. So what our report does is it tries to track down who is financing the companies which are connected to land grabs. So that might be in various ways. It might be companies that source sugar or palm oil from or soy from land that has been grabbed. It might be companies which are directly putting up plantations on land which is acquired unethically. And so our bank's involvement is incredibly hard to track. The financial sector is really, really untransparent. So we know that our research is just the tip of the iceberg, but we've seen some of the ways that the banks have supported these companies is by providing loans or lines of credit, or more directly advising people to hold shares in these companies. So they're facilitating them in a range of different ways.
Can you name some of the countries this occurs in?
From the research that we've seen, we've found that there are links to Cambodia, to Brazil, to Colombia. There are links to PNG as well as Indonesia. But as I said before, our research is really just the tip of the iceberg.
Now, why should we care if Australian banks make their money from questionable deals overseas?
Because it's our money. Australians hold over $600 billion in their household bank accounts. And if you look at the financial sector generally, Australians have $2 trillion in superannuation and over $700 billion in our bank accounts. And a lot of that is directed in various ways through the banks. And we also know that there's also this way that Australians relate to the concerns that communities overseas share. It's the basics about having a home, having a job, seeing your kids raised safely and securely. These are all the impacts that we've seen land grabs have. And we see Australians, over 20,000 Australians have taken action so far, calling for the banks to have an appropriate response.
What type of actions have Australians taken?
It's a real range of actions. So some people have written to their banks, which we know is quite effective because the banks clock all those emails and all those letters. They haven't done exactly what we want them to do, but we know that it's definitely on their radar. Other people have signed petitions, they've raised questions as shareholders, they've written to their superannuation funds, and most importantly, they've shared information on social media about the issue. So in terms of the action that Oxfam would like to see people take, we really think it's about making change and taking action that makes sense to you, and there can be a whole different range of different ways that people do that.
What's been the bank's responses to all this?
It's been interesting. After our previous report in 2014, NAB and Westpac both put out new policies on land rights. A policy is a good start, but it doesn't go far enough. If communities can't find out who's financing companies that operate on their lands, they obviously can't call the bank up on its policies, but we do see that as a good first step. ANZ and CBA have done very little so far. But overall, we know that all the banks need to do more. Three of the key things that we think will really change the game for communities is being able to find out who's financing companies that are on their land, and also for Australians to know where our money is going. It's for the banks to have clear, public and measurable commitments to land rights, particularly agriculture and timber industry related issues. And also for the banks to be accountable in some way when it is found that they have been backing a company linked to land grabs.
Are there any international laws or regulations that govern this sort of behaviour?
From the human rights side, there's some very clear practices that are recommended for companies to take. So that's basically a commitment to do no harm and to operate in ways which don't impact on communities' right to food or right to water. We're also seeing increasingly national laws are taking up standards such as only operating with the free, prior and informed consent of communities, and particularly the legal standard for Indigenous communities. But in terms of how the financial sector sees itself as being involved, that's really something that's evolving at the moment. What we frequently hear from the banks or other financial institutions is that they can't be responsible for their clients' behaviour. But what we're seeing that's changing really globally is that people are following the money. And if your money is connected to these concerning practices, you do have some connection. You need to be responsible for that role.
Finally, if any of our listeners bank with the Big Four, or if they are shareholders, is there anything they can do today or anywhere they can go to get any more information?
Sure. So for people who are already banking with the Big Four banks or feel that their superannuation might be connected, our website, if you just Google banks and land grabs and Oxfam, will take you to our new website, which will have information on our new report. But also we're urging people to think about their future banking needs. So even people who aren't customers of the Big Four banks, it's really good to communicate with the banks. You know, I might need a mortgage in 5 to 10 years. I'm thinking about where I put my superannuation. Where you currently stand on land rights and human rights is something I'm going to be thinking about when I do that deal. So there's a whole heap of things that we would like people to do, which include talking to your bank, going in, having a chat to them about it, as well as signing our petition or sharing information via social media.
That was Shona Hawkes, Oxfam Australia's Sustainable Food Advocacy Coordinator, speaking with us about Australia's Big Four banks and land grabs.